There's still no resolution to the standoff with China over the U.S. spy plane and 24 crew members being held by China on Hainan Island. They've been there for more than a week after their plane collided with a Chinese fighter and had to make an emergency landing. A Chinese pilot is missing and presumed dead. China wants the U.S. to apologize for the incident, but the Bush administration refuses. NPR's Cokey Roberts joins me now. Good morning.
Morning, Bob.
The White House continues to say there'll be no apology, so how does this impact has get resolved?
Well, it's very delicate. The word apology, which apparently has a very firm meaning in Chinese, is one that the White House will not issue, but they've said regrets in several ways. And Secretary of State said yesterday that he was sorry that the plane had gone down and that the pilot was apparently dead. President Bush has sent a letter to the wife of the pilot, who has been all over Chinese television, saying that he regrets the loss of the plane. And there seems to be some effort to work out language that is somewhere between apology and a regret. And it's very, very delicate, and it's different in both languages. But that's where they seem to be at the moment, trying to find that language. But the truth is that that people in this country, policymakers in this country, are not exactly sure who they're dealing with in China. And as they went into the weekend, they thought they were in pretty good shape dealing with the civilian government. And then there was lots of saber rattling out of the military wing of the government over the weekend. So it's unclear, and it's a risky situation.
Yeah, is there a point at which this becomes dangerous for the Bush administration?
Yeah, I think so. Now, over the weekend, the conservative magazine, The Weekly Standard, called it a national humiliation. People in the administration were very quick to denounce that. And from my conversations with conservative members of Congress, it doesn't seem to be, they don't seem, for the most part, yet to be off the Bush team on this. But Henry Hyde, speaking much more for a voice inside the Congress, he's chairman of the International Relations Committee, said over the weekend that the crew members are hostages. Now, that's when it becomes to seeming to me very dangerous, when people start talking about them as hostages. Again, the administration is trying very hard not to do that, saying they were not seized, that their plane went down of their choice making. But it's, you know, they stay there long enough with not being able to leave, and at some point people start calling them hostages.
What do members of Congress tell you about the long-term effects of the incident on U.S.-Chinese relations?
Well, they're really not at all sure at this point. But again, people who care about that are very nervous about it. ABC did a poll at the end of the week, which showed that by more than 2-1, people are calling China an unfriendly nation. They are saying almost 3/4 are saying that trade should be restricted as a result of this. And there's some votes coming up in Congress that could test that. Votes about trading status with China, about China's entrance into the World Trade Organization. So all of that gets dicier, and the administration's trying to send that message to China without sounding threatening at the moment.
What's your sense of how the administration is handling this?
Well, so far, I think pretty well. But again, they are extremely nervous. And so that they're trying to talk about it in ways that don't inflame anything. It's interesting, over the weekend, they were really expecting a deal before yesterday. They were expecting to be able to announce on Sunday morning programs that the crew members were ready to leave. And the deal fell through, and I think to some degree that they were sorry that they were even there and in a position of talking about it, because they are very, very, very sensitive to the language they're using. I mean, on the one hand, they don't want to inflame anything at all. On the other hand, they want to send a strong message to the Chinese that no apology, official apology, will be forthcoming, and that if these crew members stay there much longer, it will have a serious effect on U.S.-Chinese relations. A very, very fine line to walk, Bob.
NPR's Cokey Roberts.